Causes: air traffic. Air traffic accounts for 2.8% of global CO2 emissions. Aircraft generate greenhouse gases, noise, and air pollutants. Ozone and contrails are caused by emissions of nitrogen oxides and water vapor, lead to the breaking of radiation from the Earth, and contribute, agent thus contributing to global warming. Aviation facts. On average, a person uses the airplane as a means of transportation every 22 months. Approximately 10% of people fly at least once a year. However, 80% of the world's population has never boarded an airplane at all. Only 1% of the world's population belongs to the so-called frequent flyers and is thus responsible for 50% of CO2 emissions from air travel. With regard to CO2 emissions, the class of flight booked also plays a major role. If you fly business class and therefore use a larger part of the aircraft, you will cause 3 times the emissions and 9 times the emissions if you fly first class. Private aircraft have the highest energy consumption and pollutant emissions per traveler because they carry far fewer people. Why is flying not good for the climate? Air travel generates large quantities of greenhouse gases, especially carbon dioxide and nitrogen oxides. A single long-haul flight can release enormous amounts of CO2 per passenger. These emissions come mainly from the combustion of kerosene, the fuel for aircraft. Air travel has experienced a remarkable growth rate in recent decades and is expected to continue to grow rapidly. This growth is leading to an exponential increase in greenhouse gas emissions from the aviation sector. The International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, estimates that greenhouse gas emissions from aviation could increase 3 to 4 times by 2050 compared to 2005 levels. Aircraft require large amounts of energy to take off, fly, and land. Compared to other modes of transport, such as cars or trains, the energy requirement per passenger kilometer in air traffic is very high. Another factor that makes air travel harmful to the climate is the altitude at which aircraft fly. Most passenger aircraft fly at altitudes of about 9,000 to 12,000 meters. At these altitudes, the greenhouse gases emitted have a greater climate impact than on the ground. They contribute to the formation of contrails and cirrus clouds, known as aviation-induced cloudiness, AIC. These clouds can cause more sunlight to be reflected, while trapping heat radiated from the Earth, resulting in additional warming of the Earth's atmosphere. Is climate-neutral flying even possible? The question now arises as to whether aircraft will be able to travel in a CO2-neutral manner in the future. Under certain circumstances, this would be possible. The fuel would have to be produced synthetically instead of from fossil fuels. This would require large amounts of electrical energy, which in turn would have to be generated exclusively from alternative forms of energy, such as solar power. Flying would become more expensive but much cleaner.